Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast. Noah Daniels.
And I'm JJ Crable.
Hey guys, Kevin Delgado.
And Kevin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Where do I start? No, I'm just a stand-up improviser here in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to live in a haunted house, that's why I'm here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super psyched to hear about this.
Okay.
The Haunting of Hill House is one of my favorite shows.
Yes, so, mine too.
I wish it was exciting.
I'm going to be a little disappointed if it's not as thrilling as No, I'm just kidding.
I lost three of my siblings.
But no, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
And Kevin, just so you know, Noah here is a little on the ghost agnostic side of the spectrum. Mm. And I'm much more on the ghost skeptical agnostic side of the spectrum. Not okay. Because I don't like ghosts. Like, I want ghosts to exist. I want to believe in them. So I want to believe you in your story.
I'm very much like that.
Yeah.
I'm very I like to be the skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to lean into like paranormal shit.
Yeah.
Like if something paranormal is happening, I will run to go check it out.
Because how cool would it be
if it was true? Yeah. You don't want to be the one asshole who's like, nah, fuck this.
Right.
Am I allowed to cuss on your podcast? I didn't ask.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I guess so.
I didn't know if it was a family podcast.
We'll have to have that HR conversation. So yeah, why don't you tell us your story?
All right. So this starts back in, I want to say late 1996, 1997. Just moved down from New Jersey to North Carolina. We're living in a little rich town called Cornelius, North Carolina. It was it's on the lake, so you know, you have a bunch of like lake people shit.
Well, I don't know what that means. What
just like their physical kids, shit. Yeah, rich kids.
Okay.
Just a lot of wealthy families living on like boats.
Yeah.
And we had gotten a house. I'm pretty sure for relatively cheap, and it was kind of like at this weird intersection. And it had a ton of land in the back, and it was three stories tall. But I'm counting like the basement was kind of like a I call that a story because it was a basement, but also it wasn't because it was like half underground.
Like the foundation kind of stuck out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was okay, like the house was like built on a hill.
Uh huh.
So, whoa, it's like a hill house.
Damn. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
So far, you're off to a great start.
But I remember weird shit happened for me like the moment I walked into the house. There was a weird, like, I remember feeling very strange about going to the house. The first time I was there, it was like an afternoon. It was definitely, like later afternoon. And I remember walking in with the realtor and my mom, and we were checking everything out. And I just remember looking up, and I was laughing because there was the people who had lived there for a long time they had a little chalkboard in the kitchen. I guess you can write, like, grocery lists and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just said, "Hey, Kevin." That's all it said was, "Hey, Kevin." And I remember I was like laughing. I was like, "Oh, that's cute. That's funny. Like, I'm Kevin." And I was telling my mom, and she was like, "Oh, that's funny." She was asking the realtor. And I just remember the realtor getting like a weird look in his face. Like, because he was like, that wasn't there earlier. Like, that kind of shit. Like, it was all wiped off and everything. And then he played it off as like, "Oh, the guy who used to own the house was named Kevin." And I was like, "All right, that's pretty cool."
And he would just write notes to himself like, "Hey, me."
Yeah, right. Like, exactly. I didn't even think of that. It's like, just like, an insane person. So after like the first like few months weren't too bad. I don't remember anything like particularly weird, but I do remember the first time I went into like the basement. I'd never gone just because there was no need for me to go in. And then I remember my parents never really fucked with it either. But I remember going down there just to like out of sheer curiosity, and the way that the light was like shining through the windows was hitting this Confederate soldier uniform that was just hanging up in the yeah, there's like a straight up Confederate like Civil War uniform just hanging. And so I just see like the light shining on this uniform, and I fucking bolt upstairs because I immediately just assume, oh, it's a fucking ghost. It's an old Southern soldier ghost.
Yeah. You sure your dad just wasn't into cosplay?
I'm pretty fucking sure. He didn't even know how to say Pokemon until like earlier this year. He called him Pokemon, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't into the cos.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cos being Cosby. No. And I remember my mom having weird, like, my brother used to have a little, like an imaginary friend. And that I remember that being weird. I don't remember its name, but I just remember he used to, like, just sit around and talk to himself a lot. Like, a ton.
Yeah.
And he did it. Me and him shared a room at the time. And I remember he would sit up at night and do it.
What?
Yeah.
What was the age difference?
4 years. So, I was maybe, like, he would have been, like, 4 or 5. I was, like, 8 or 9.
And he would just sit up in the middle of the night and... Mm-hmm. Like, what would they talk about?
Truly, I can't remember. It was just all, like, you know, regular kid shit. Asking mm-hmm. ghost shit. Like, the most cliche thing, he was like, what's your name? Shit like that.
So, was that, you know, your brother's imaginary friend? Or do you think
that's what really I played was... it off to you. I remember being, as a kid, I was very, like, just cognizant of shit.
Uh-huh.
That was just my dad, just because my dad is an atheist.
Uh-huh.
And he's always, like, just been, like, a person of, like, just logic and science. So he instilled that in me, like, growing up. I remember my brother not so much because I was a little bit favorited than yeah. my brother. My mom, like, my brother was very close to my mom. I'm very close to my dad. But my dad just was like, you know, just question stuff. Don't just be an idiot and just believe the first thing you hear. Which made for a really horrible relationship with me and my grandma because she hates that I don't believe in God. She
Boy,
spoke
I,
to me. In
I bet he was
years.
A big fan of your little brother's imaginary ghost friend.
He played it off. He played it off like, oh, he's a kid having an imaginary friend, you know.
Yeah.
And then my mom used to have nightmares. I remember that. Like, she used to complain about nightmares, mm-hmm. but like constantly.
And it was just while you were living in this house.
Yeah. She was like, it was vivid nightmares.
Did the house ever write any more messages for you?
It did not. No, it did not. My mom actually got rid of it.
Oh,
she got rid of the chalkboard.
So did your mom also believe it was haunted?
Oh, for fucking sure.
Yeah.
It was, got to the point where my mom had to get an exorcism.
Your like, mom she, got an exorcism? Wanted,
yeah, I remember my dad being pissed because he's very secular. And yeah. he was just like, I'm not wasting money on this, because you gotta like ship a guy out, like
oh,
you can't
yeah.
just have any like any priest like from down the block. You have to like get a guy from like the Vatican.
Wow, that's actually, I just saw something recently that like exorcism requests are like growing really really rapidly, like more and more people are getting them.
I mean look at the state that we're in.
Exactly,
it's insanity.
So did your dad ever think it was haunted? Or
no, my dad, no, hell no. My dad always had like some logical reasons, like, oh, the cats that, you know, sneak into the house, they're what's scratching at the door, you know, it's these cats. It was most of the time he blamed it on those goddamn cats because he hated them. There was like just two stray cats that always found their way back into our house.
Mm-hmm.
We think it might have been like the old owners had them. And
I thought you meant the old owners turned into cats and were
yeah, they were the
old. That's a real supernatural.
Maybe.
It's like
hey, Sabrina.
Yeah, or Hocus Pocus yeah. with the guy that turns into the cat.
So when were you there when they performed the exorcism?
I was not. I was sent away to my aunt's house.
Did your mom ever talk about it with
you? A little bit. I remember asking her about it, and she I think feels a little foolish now. Yeah. Like, just in hindsight, she's just like, maybe it wasn't haunted. I know my dad straight up resents her still.
Really?
But yeah, that's like because they're divorced. They've been divorced for years, but. Because it was a stupid thing to spend money on.
Did she feel a change in the home after the exorcism?
We moved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we moved because it worked out. It wasn't like we moved because we were afraid, but it worked out. My parents were like in the process of having a house built. And just right after that, the house was ready. And then we were just like, we're just going to go.
Was there ever any like apparitions that appeared in the home, or was it mainly like
not
just creepy shit going on?
It was creepy shit. It was just like an uncomfortable, I never felt safe in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing. Like, I just remember always feeling like somebody was watching me, but it was never like a good watching me. It was just strange. Like it was almost like a negative energy. And I mean, I know my mom felt it for sure. Like she was always like very depressed around that time.
So you had the home that was
yes,
haunted, or you guys had issues with. Have you had other supernatural experiences as you've grown into a man?
Yes. My first boyfriend was a ghost. I'm kidding.
He was a ghost?
Hey, he was a ghost. No, one of my boyfriends is a ghost now.
Does he visit you?
No, got it.
I found the person that's having sex with ghosts.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast and you have had sex with a ghost, please email us at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com because we really, really want to talk to someone who has had sex with a ghost.
That sounds hot.
That's the major goal of, aside from convincing us that ghosts are real, that's then like the second place goal is to
There's celebrities who have, maybe you can get a celebrity.
Yeah.
What was your next spooky encounter?
Ooh, in high school, me and some friends thought it'd be really rad to be ghost hunters. Mm-hmm. And so we would just go to like known haunted places. I'm doing air quotes for haunted in North Carolina. It was really more of an excuse for us to have something to do outside of just being drunk at each other's houses. So yeah, we just go to these haunted places. I remember one night we got really ballsy. So there's this house across from the community college in Concord, Rowan Cabarrus Community College. And it's always up for sale. Nobody has lived there for over 30 years, as long as I can remember. As long as I've been in North Carolina, that place has been vacant. Nobody's lived there. It's in a horrible location, first off, because you're in front of the community college. It's on a main road. And also, like, it's so tucked away from, like, society. It just feels eerie being there. People have said that people have died in that place. Or there's, like, weird, like, ghost-like stuff. So one night, we're all, we're like, let's go to the fucking campus haunted house. And we go, and all the doors are locked. So we're just like, fuck, we can't get inside. And then my buddy's just like, nah. And just breaks the door open, like, off the hinges. Just breaks it off the hinges. And we're like, fuck it, we go inside. And it is horrible inside. Like, it's gross. It smells. It's just... You know, it gives you, like, immediately my, like, senses were going, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, there's no reason you guys should be in here. But my friends wanted to do, like, a seance. They wanted, like, to use a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And so we took that, and I was getting bugged out. So I have, like, this weird thing. Like, I'm very intuitive about shit, but also, like, I do get these, like, weird, like, vibes almost. Like, things that tell me not to do something because I like it's like a weird spidey sense,
right?
I just remember getting that feeling like hard, and I was like I'm gonna go outside. And then my other friend Taisha, she was like, yeah, I agree, like, we're not gonna. So we were the only non-white people, and like it was more like our colored people thing that was like, we need to get the fuck out. And so we're chilling and we're outside of the place, and I remember Taisha just stopped talking. And she's just like, she has this like expression on her face. She's just like shocked. And she's looking at the second story window. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I look up and there's just like a white, like a white, white face just staring back at us. Just like staring. And I remember like, I can remember like, it was like a masculine, like it had masculine features. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like, it gave me like Phantom of the Opera kind of like, like of a feel. And it just kind of like sat there like staring at us, and then it smiled, and that's what like got us to be like, y'all need to get the fuck out. Like,
so you could see its face. It was close enough that you could see its facial expression.
Yeah, like we were on the front yard, like on the front lawn, and we're just looking up to the second story, and we're just sitting there staring at us.
Oh, that is so terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember, like...
super weird.
We ran inside, like, yelled for everybody to get the fuck out, and we all just booked it, and I remember, like, falling, like, just busting my ass, like, trying to run away. I was like, all right, I'm good, let's just go and do something else, and then we decided to go to another haunted house. Supposedly had, like, the gate of hell in it or some shit, just because it's, like, it's this really, really ratty house, and nobody's lived there for, like, ever. It was just, like rotting and decaying and shit. Mm-hmm. Around it was like this huge circle, and what we think is like Satanists or people trying to like be Satanist used to come to this house and do weird shit,
like draw like a pentagram.
Well, there's like pentagram or 666. There's all kinds of like weird baby like bones. Occult. No baby bones. There's like just a weird occult like writing all over this house, and like that, just that weird, that one circle was supposed to, that's what they called the gate of hell. Uh-huh. Because somebody tried to open like a gate of hell or some shit. And just being in there,
like I remember just getting like instantly like sick. Like I just remember getting like, I had like this like nausea and I was like, I can't be in here, dude. Like this is weird. Like something's wrong. Like I don't like this. And we didn't, nothing really weird happened. We just heard like weird shit outside. It was like, we're just going to dip.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go and do, cause we saw the Ouija board and we're like, we're going to do this Ouija board. And we decided to go to a graveyard next to a church. And we sit, I don't know if the guy had any relevance, but it was like, it was Cox. So we thought it was funny. Like his last name was Cox. Yeah, last name was Cox. We were teenagers. Stupid as hell.
Of course.
And so we just sat there and did a Ouija board. And I remember we were just asking stupid questions. Again, me and Taisha were not like touching it. We were like, we're not going to be part of this. Like, we're good. And they were asking it stupid questions. And then one of my friends just like, because they got like a spirit. Obviously, we're in a fucking graveyard. And, like, we would get something. And one of my friends is just like, are you a good or a bad spirit? And then it just goes B, A, D, and then H, A, H, A, H, A. What the fuck?
First it was like L, O, L.
I was weird. Like, I was like, you may as well just turn LOL. That I would have loved the humor on that. That's a comedian, yeah. Comedian ghost. But I just remember my friend just going, no. And then like, they packed up the Ouija board.
Uh-huh.
And later to find out, one of my friends was freaking out because she was like, we didn't say goodbye.
To the ghost?
Yeah, I was like, because apparently when you do a Ouija board, when you're doing a seance, you're inviting these spirits and you have to like let them, you're inviting them into the space, but you're also supposed to ask them to leave.
Mm.
Or you're supposed to have like, you're supposed to essentially sever that link.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And I honestly, probably, I don't think it had anything to do with it. But like a year later, one of my buddies who was there passed away.
Mm.
And then my friend who was freaking out about it, she is like, she went through some hard shit.
So you think that because they didn't close that connection with the ghost that they had like
yeah,
some...
that they like had some juju on them or like
know
a
what
ghost.
You did last summer kind of
yeah like a ghost just following them. Ugh. Constantly.
So to spin back a little bit, the face that you saw uh-huh. on the window of that home, is that something that like if you think about right now you can still see it?
Yeah, for sure. Like it's a clear picture in my head.
Because we found that a lot of our guests will try to rationalize sounds or sights that they've seen. Do you try to rationalize that or you just accept that it was some kind of hellish?
Straight up, we tried. Like, there's no way. Because it didn't have, like, a body. Like, it was just the face. So that's what, like, freaked me out the most.
So, it couldn't have just been, like, a squatter living in a abandoned house.
I mean, like, it didn't, like, who had a face that white? Like, it shone. Yeah. Like, it was a white face. And it was just very strange. And like me and my friend who saw that, like we both talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It was like the opposite of a butter face. Whatever, just a face.
Is. Just a face. It was like a fucked up Cheshire cat.
Okay. Yeah, that's wild. That would have creeped me.
Yeah. I don't know if it was malignant. benevolent.
Was it malicious?
Or malicious.
Yeah. Was it terminal?
It's a terminal. But I didn't stick around to fuck with it.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Oh, it's very creepy.
So you mentioned that you might have a touch of The Shining. what are some examples other than just, you know, like needing to leave a spooky place? I mean, are there been instances where that's, you feel like kind of paid off for you or?
Yes. Okay. So I want to, I'm going to just lay the groundwork. So my dad being very, very logical and stuff, he's also someone who believes in like the power of like the human mind. So he, when I was a kid, he used to try to train me to be psychic. Like he wanted me to be like, be able to like to tap into that like weird potential that we have, that he feels that we have.
Yeah.
He taught me how to lucid dream, which is cool. Tight. It takes a long time. But
I tried to teach myself how to lucid dream, and after like 3 nights, I was like, I don't want to write my dreams in a journal.
I remember he used to just, you know, be like, think of this word and concentrate on that word and think about it and think of everything you can think about it. And he's like, send that word to me. Shit like that. Like we would spend a lot of time doing that. So we got to be really close.
Did you ever send words?
I don't know. Nothing ever happened. If anything, if he ever got anything, it was out of sheer coincidence. You know what I mean?
What's that movie with like Ewan McGregor and there's these goats and it's all about like some military or CIA program?
The Man Who Stared at Goats.
Yeah. I'm just like picturing a dad and like a little kid doing stuff like that.
Well, that's about psychics too, right? They developed that serum where they can.
It's yeah. Like, well, I don't think they developed the serum in the movie, but it was like a real CIA program of trying to train people to be psychics.
But like after that stuff, like I have had like weird like things happen where I'm like, I play it off as coincidental. Like it has to be coincidental. But yeah, I remember as a kid, especially I remember talking about like say specific episodes of like Rugrats or something and be like, I would talk about it for a long time, like all day. Or it'll just be on my mind a lot. And like, I wouldn't know why. Like, why would this specific episode be in my head? And then I'd remember like turning the channel and it would be on.
Oh, weird.
And like, I would have that happen a lot where I was like, oh, I'm thinking about the show. And then I would change it and it's that show in that episode. Or this, I do this a lot where I'm singing a song in my head and then I go to my car and I'm still singing the song because I'll sing it out louder. But I would go to the car and when I crank the engine, the song would be playing right at the same beat that I was. Like it'll be playing on the radio, but it would like correlate with how I was singing it. Which always is like, I would always be like, oh, that's fun. But also kind of like freak me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the one you hear about the most is like, oh, I was thinking about Janet. And then she called my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I predicted 9/11.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
No, so it is a weird, like again, a weird coincidence. Me and my dad, I talk about my dad a lot. I'm not obsessed. We were watching Turbulence 2 the night before 9/11 happened, which is a movie about hijacking. And then I had this weird dream where I was sitting in an airplane and I was just hot the entire time. And then I remember waking up and I was like, that was a weird dream. And then being in computer class and seeing like the teachers kind of like talking to each other, like being really weird. And just thinking, and like for some reason knowing, like, oh, something happened with like planes. Like there was a plane accident. Like that was like the literal thought in my head. 9/11 happened, and that was like an awkward like time for us kids.
Yeah,
so we're the same age. So like, yeah, were you fifth grade?
Fifth grade. Yeah. I remember coming back to class, and because fifth grade was when we had DARE, and the DARE officer and the teacher were talking about it.
Oh damn! Yeah. Our teacher just shared because I was in like the gifted program.
Because you were psychic? Quotes.
Yeah,
because
I was psychic. I was in Xavier's school for gifted youngsters. No, but we go back to... So the teacher's like, you guys are mature enough to understand what's going on. She like showed us everything, but...
And then she was like, Kevin, why didn't you stop this with your powers?
Yeah, I was like, sorry, that's a lot for an 11-year-old. This is Youngo. But I remember I kept raising my hand because I saw the towers were falling. And I remember I kept raising my hand. She was like, Kevin... So we're doing this, save your questions for later. And I was like, no, I got the, and finally she got like frustrated. So my cousin worked on the 56th floor of the South Tower at the time. Yeah. And I just knew that he worked in the Twin Towers. That's how I called him. And I just remember when my cousin works in the Twin Towers and just the look on her face. So I don't know if like I had a dream because of that. Like,
did he make it out of the tower?
Oh, yeah. He was late for work.
Jesus Christ.
He was late for work. Like, truly, like the best time to ever be late for work.
Wow.
And then I did, I guess something told me to get out of a party before everybody got robbed.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, I was at a party with a friend and then we were working at a bar, and so we all had like a ton of money. It was a bunch of us had just left working at the bar, so we had a bunch of cash on us. We go to one of the cook's house. And so we were just chilling, playing Mario Kart, just drinking, just having a good time. And then I just get like this like weird like sinking in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I just got this knot. And then my friend's like, are you all right, dude? And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go. I think I'm going to leave. Like, I'm just going to go. And something just kept telling me to get the fuck out. Like I said, like it was a weird like spidey sense where like all the hairs on my like arm were standing up. And I was just like, I got to go. I got to leave. And I left. And then... I get a text the next morning from that friend. He's like, dude, I love you so much. I just want you to know that we all got like held at gunpoint last night and some of us maybe could have died. I got pistol whipped and they stole everybody's money. So apparently not like more than like 7 minutes after I had left, these guys just like bust into the house and they just like tie everybody up, have everybody at gunpoint. They steal everything, steal everybody's money. Everybody just like left, like working at a bar. So they all had cash. I felt weird. I was like, something told me to get like leave, like right when I needed to.
All right, I want to go back to the Ouija board. So where do you fall in terms of like skepticism towards Ouija boards?
I'd say I'm halfway.
Yeah.
I'm halfway. I always like to, so I like I'm a skeptic. Like I'll be agnostic in that sense. Cause I've never seen anything that would make me like, you know, believe, but also like I would like to believe, like if that's there, like kind of like what Noah says, like it'd be nice to know that there's something else after right. we die. But also ultimately in my head, I think there's probably nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like wanted to be kind of open-minded with Ouija boards. And then I always assumed it was like some really old traditional thing of like trying to communicate with ancestors, and I looked it up and it was like just like a board game that like Parker Brothers
I remember having one as a kid. Like we had one as a kid, like they would sell it to us.
It was like a failed board game that like people didn't understand how the game works, so then they were just like, oh, contact dead people with it. So I'm like more skeptical on Ouija boards than
others. Like how, if Hasbro can make some, how authentic is right. like are the ghosts that are coming to talk to me? I don't know. I just, it's weird. Like psychics in general, like I've had like my palm read, and I've had like, I've gone to brujos and brujas, which uh-huh. are like the Mexican witch doctors. And they always do a lot of them. I don't know if it's just pandering and trying to get money out of me, but I always get like, I've had a psychic tell me your third eye is your most open chakra. I've had someone tell me I have an indigo aura. That I'm an indigo child.
Yeah, that's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you like, what people are like unfamiliar with indigo children,
it's like it's the indigo like, girls.
Yeah, we're just a backup for indigo girls. It's like children who supposedly are born like in between like 1986 and like 1993 who have an aura that's indigo. You're very susceptible to like psychic powers, and like there was like a bunch of kids who were like, I can see aura and shit. But it's really, I think, just misdiagnosed kids with ADHD.
Yeah, a lot of those kids end up getting an ADHD diagnosis. It's like, I've heard.
So, any other ghost experiences, or is that kind of the gist?
For the most part, yeah, it's the gist. Nothing like super, super scary.
Yeah.
Like, I saw
that Jesus. White face was.
Yeah, white face is scary.
I'm gonna have nightmares. I'm a little disturbed.
I'm a little unsettled.
That house is gone now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that house was demolished.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought of another thing. So my other aunt, my aunt lived in a plantation house too, but this one was straight up plantation, like legit. Slaves were on this at one point, and bad shit happened.
Yeah.
But I remember being in that house. And there was a door that never shut. It would just fucking swing open. Like, you would shut it and it would swing open. But I remember playing with my cousins one day, and they were, I would say they're like three or 4 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing hide and seek. And after a while, like, I could not find them. And then I found, my cousin Nico hiding under the bed. And I was like, hey, I'm done playing this game. Or whatever. He's like, shh, no, we're not hiding from you anymore. And I was like, what? And they're like, we're hiding from the man. I was like, what man? And at the time, it was just my aunt there. My uncle was not there, and they would refer to their dad as the man. And it was just I was like, what man? It was like the man that stands over there. And I was like,
what? Whoa.
Yeah. And I remember like my uncle used to tell me, like, they said the same thing to him once, where they're like, shh, daddy, we're hiding from the man. And he just didn't, like, cause my uncle's very much like my dad, like just very secular. He was just like, I'm not going to mess with that. I'm just going to go do my own thing. Like, not even going to bother with that shit.
Oh my God. And so that was the thing that they regularly saw then.
And that house, they had a piano and it would play itself all the goddamn time.
Sure, it wasn't one of those like old Western pianos.
It wasn't, but it wouldn't play like music. It would just play like it would sound like something. Somebody was just like, brum, brum,
brum. Oh God.
Ooh. No, thank you.
Yeah, I did not like singing that house. That house was fucking creepy.
Jeez. Oh,
it's really creepy. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a
bad slave owner energy.
What a uptick to end on. Buried the lead there. Yeah, I the house I grew up in had weird ticks and stuff, but I didn't necessarily get like bad vibes, but had like noises and stuff. But I don't think it was much
going on. Did you feel uncomfortable?
I had that hide and seek incident.
Yeah, at my friend's house.
Yeah. Oh, that was, yeah, at your friend's house. Oh, episode one, if you haven't listened to it.
You go back and listen to it, guys.
Yeah. The origin story.
If you're a fan of me, you should be a fan of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's crazy. But no, the face in the window, I mean, that's, it sounds like something that stuck mm-hmm. with you as well. That's super mm-hmm. creepy.
To this day, like I'll sit up and like think about it.
And the one with your cousins, that's kids.
Yeah, I don't fuck with kids. Like ghosts, like shit.
That just creeps me out.
Yeah.
Whenever I see it in a movie or a TV show, I'm just like,
Like my mom had another issue with like my sister who's 10 years younger than I am. It was a very weird thing, but she did have imaginary friends. One of them was called Scott. He was a dog. But the one my mom did not like was this. It was just like an older one that she would call Ringledy. And my mom just, I remember my mom put like, she like, what's the saying? She's
nipped it in the bud.
Yes, she was just like, absolutely not. And my sister was like, because that would freak my mom out a lot. Because first off, what kid comes up with a creature called Ringledy?
Yeah, that
sounds scary.
That sounds like a house elf or something.
Yeah, like something.
Hello, Harry. I'm Ringledy. Yeah.
Kevin, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me.
Stories, man. That was a good time. So, JJ, has Kevin made you a believer in all things supernatural and creepy?
You know, I'm still skeptical, and I think I'm skeptical, but I'm also like extremely unsettled by the story, if that makes sense. I think if I had been in those shoes, saw what I took to be what you believe you saw, then, you know, I don't know what I would think. I imagine I would probably be a lot more inclined to believe that, yeah, ghosts are definitely out there.
Yeah.
I'm almost more scared that it would be like a squatter just living there.
Yeah,
like that's smiling true, at you guys while there. Your friends are
there. It's like, I'm gonna fucking kill your friends.
You don't like to think of supernatural stuff being dangerous, but
I know that's the only way I see it.
Is it dangerous?
I don't think of it as in a good way. Even like, I wouldn't trust Casper. Why'd he die so young?
An accident.
That sounds like victim blaming.
I mean, people would like forget that that's a movie about a dead child.
Casper didn't forget.
Never forget that Casper was a dead child.
Guys, don't forget you can email us at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com. Email us. Let us know your stories. We want to hear them. We could even have you on the podcast and tell your story if it's good enough. So we'd love to hear from you guys. And that's a wrap. That's another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast. I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm JJ Crable.
And I'm Kevin Delgado.